You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. Indian IT firms do not see any immediate fallout as a result of the diplomatic row between India and Canada. However, they continue to keep a close watch on the evolving scenario. IT industry body NASSCOM in a statement on Thursday said, quote, "We are in close touch with our members in Canada, and as per their feedback, there are no immediate areas of concern," unquote. Revenues for IT firms from the Canada region is in the range of 5-6%, but they have expanded and nearshored their operations in the country in the last few years. In some more industry news, mining major Vedanta, a subsidiary of London-headquartered Vedanta Resources on Thursday, approved raising up to Rs 2,500 crore through issuance of non-convertible debentures. The company will issue secured NCDs of face value Rs 100,000 each, totaling Rs 2,500 crore in one or more tranches, VEDL said in a regulatory update, but did not provide further details. According to media reports, the company will use the fresh funding to meet the capex requirements and repay term loans. It has two separate term loans of Rs 300 crore and Rs 100,000 crore due on November 14 this year and March 31, 2024. Meanwhile, the RBI has proposed that lenders should label defaulting borrowers as willful defaulters within 6 months of an account turning non-performing. The RBI now does not have a specific timeline within which such borrowers have to be identified. In its draft master directions on treatment of willful and large defaulters issued this week, the RBI has also suggested that banks should set up a review committee and allow the borrower up to 15 days to make a written representation, as well as a chance for in-person hearing if needed. Once an account is identified as defaulting willfully, banks should not grant additional credit it till a year after the tag is taken off. On to IPOs. The initial public offer of realty firm Signature Global India received 54% subscription on the first day of bidding on Wednesday. The public issue received bids for 60,34,704 shares against 1,12,43,196 shares on offer as per data available with the NSE. The portion for non-institutional investors was subscribed 1.42 times and the category for retail individual investors got 89% subscription. The total size of the IPO is up to Rs 730 crore, comprising of fresh issue of shares worth up to Rs 603 crore and an offer for sale of up to Rs 127 crore. The public issue closed on September 22nd. The price band for the offer was fixed at Rs 366 to 385 per share. Moving on, the market capitalization of Mahindra & Mahindra Limited crossed Rs 2 lakh crore mark, helped by a strong order book in the SUV segment and leadership position in tractor segment. M&M shares closed at Rs 1,636.85 on the BSE, giving the firm a market value of Rs 2.03 lakh crore, according to stock exchange data. The automaker's market cap has doubled in less than 1.5 years from Rs 1 lakh crore in April 2022 to over Rs 2 lakh crore this week. M&M market cap hit Rs 2 lakh crore on Monday. The incremental MCAP in the last 2 years is more than the incremental market value the firm had over the last decade. Capital allocation actions have led to an overall better financial performance. In some more market news, the Securities and Exchange Board of India on Thursday said that it would grant more flexibility to large companies for incremental borrowing via bonds and has decided to remove penalties on companies that were unable to meet the mandatory bond market borrowing quota. The decision was taken at the board meeting of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, held here on Thursday. In a release, SEBI said it has raised the monetary threshold to define large corporates and removed the penalty for not meeting the mandate of raising at least 25% of incremental borrowings for a financial year through the capital markets. Lastly, Adani Green this week said that its board of directors has approved the execution of a binding term sheet with Total Energies SE, pursuant to which Total will invest $300 million to form a new 50-50 joint venture company. The company, in a regulatory filing, said, quote, "We hereby inform that the Board of Directors of company has, in its meeting held on September 20, 2023, approved the execution of a binding term sheet to be entered into between the company, Adani Green Energy 23 Limited, and Total Energies SE Total, pursuant to which, inter alia, Total will make further investment of USD 300 million to form a new 50-50 joint venture company with the company and modify certain terms of investments in AGE23L, unquote. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.